front desk dog, the brief for independent clinic owners who want to keep their best people and their independence. Your best associate closes the exam room door, sits down, and says some version of the sentence. Every owner half dreads. I love it here, but I need to know if there's a path to owning part of this. Maybe you heard it straight from them. Maybe you found out a recruiter dangled an ownership track at a conference. Either way, your stomach drops because you already know the two ways this can go sideways. Lose them, and you personally cover every shift. Say yes, clumsily, and you've handed away a slice of the thing you built. So let's talk about the equity ask and what you actually do about it before you say a word back. Two things shifted at once. There's a persistent shortage of companion animal veterinarians, which means a good associate has real leverage and knows it. And the corporate groups have figured out that money alone doesn't keep a vet. So they've started offering equity, partnership tracks, and phantom stock as retention tools. A path to ownership isn't a someday succession footnote anymore. It's table stakes. Your best people now expect to hear about somewhere, and if you're the owner with no answer, you're the one who loses the vet. But handing over equity feels like handing over the very thing you stayed up nights to build. So here's the reframe that makes the whole decision lighter. Stop asking, do I give up control? Start asking, what's the cheapest form of yes that keeps this person and keeps my independence? That's not a yes or no switch, it's a spectrum, and you get to choose where on it you land. Here's the move to make before anything else. Before you panic about sharing a single point of margin, price the alternative. Replacing an experienced associate is not just their salary. It's the recruiting time, the sign-on costs, the short staff stretch, and the bonded clients who quietly follow that vet out the door. So the honest version of the question is not, can I afford to share? It's, can I afford to replace? And for most owners, that number lands far higher than expected. Now, if your answer might be some form of yes, there are three shapes owners actually use. Think of them as three doors. Door one is real, minority, equity, a genuine ownership slice, usually small, often vesting over several years. It's the strongest retention because it's actual ownership. It's also the biggest commitment. It needs a real valuation, a vesting schedule, and a plan for how someone eventually exits. Door two is phantom equity or a profit share. It gives your associate real upside without handing over voting control or the title, the same tool the corporate groups lean on so you can meet their offer on your own terms. Just be honest, it's compensation, not ownership, and a sharp associate will know the difference. Door three is a staged buy-in, a defined runway where the associate earns or buys their way into real ownership over a few years. It quietly tests commitment on both sides before anyone is locked in. I'm not going to tell you which door is right. That depends on your clinic and how much of the wheel you're willing to share. The point is, yes has more than one shape. Whichever door you're eyeing, lock these five things down before you ever name a percentage. Full transparency, this is the business brief, not legal advice. These are questions for your attorney and your accountant, not instructions to paper anything yourself. One, valuation. What is the practice actually worth and who decides that number? Two, vesting. Does the stake earn in over time or hand over on day one? Three, the buyback. How does someone sell their share back and on what terms if they leave or it just doesn't work out? Four, economic rights versus voting rights. A share of the profit is not the same as a share of the decisions, and those two can be kept separate. And five, the non-compete and continuity piece so that a departure doesn't take your clients along with it. The one line to remember. Get those five on the table before you name a number. And one bit of context to steady your nerves. Corporate groups now own around 30% of practices, and being bigger, they pull in more than half of companion animal revenue. But that also means most practices in this country are still independently owned. The consolidation wave even cooled through 2023 and 2024 as borrowing got expensive, and plenty of smaller independents never get a corporate offer at all. You are not behind. You're deciding from a spot more stable than the headlines make it feel. Which brings us to the part worth sitting with. A real path to ownership is one of the few things a good independent clinic can offer that a distant corporate owner often can't match cleanly. That's not a weakness you're defending, it's a card only you get to play. So the next time that exam room door closes, And the question comes, you won't be reacting, you'll be choosing. If you want the framework we just walked through on a single page, we built the Associate Equity Decision Grid. The replace versus share gut check, the three doors side by side, and the five terms to bring to your advisors. Follow the front desk dog and grab it on the episode page so it's in your hand before that conversation, not after. The front desk dog. Stay independent, stay sharp,